We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Into our final hour here on this Friday night, Sam Crenshaw along with Chris Parker. We got Garrett Chapman on the other side of the glass, keeping things moving. Hey, he's having a good time.
He's having a great time. I mean, who wouldn't have a great time? My buddy Ben Martin just texted me. He said we missed a golden opportunity not asking Gordon Beckham about Coach Perno, his baseball coach in college.
Right.
He's now a high school football coach.
I could go over Clark
Central. We missed the opportunity. We had so many good things.
I know
we
it.
We couldn't get that
we
one.
We had so much and so much he wanted to share once
that
we got
awesome.
Started talking about high school days.
Yeah, and every high school coach is going to find that clip. We need to make sure it's out there, Garrett, of him saying that they need to play football.
Yeah.
Yeah. The good baseball players need to play football.
Go ahead.
Everybody's cutting that up, putting it on the in the Booster Club newsletter or whatever.
Yeah. And this is from a man who's had a long and a great Major League Baseball career. But he said he wouldn't trade anything for his Friday nights.
Yeah, and that's been the theme of all those conversations. Been a great segment every week. So what's happening tonight?
Yep, that's the thing that's happening tonight. We got some scores going on. Let's check a couple of scores and we got a couple of updates. But any finals going on to jump off the page to you?
Well, there's been several that we just need to report on. Pebblebrook getting a win. I think Pebblebrook's got one of the best teams around, but they're 3-3. So Pebblebrook beating Harrison tonight, 31-14. Harrison's got a good team and not a great record. You know, they're in that boat. They played some decent teams every week. Lambert.
You were talking about them.
How about them? Dylan, we need that buzzer or some music or something. Lambert, 5-0.
Wow. With a win. Over a team we saw get a very impressive win on statewide TV last week, East Coweta.
Let's talk for a minute about that, Sam, because all these people play these games on the computer or they think these robots are playing the game. How about this? Last week, East Coweta beats Lowndes, dominates on GPB. We sat here and watched it. East Coweta was fantastic. Lowndes was not. Tonight, 1 week later, 7 days later, Lambert beats East Coweta 31-24. Lowndes, final 24-14 over Grayson, who we thought was one of the best teams in the state.
And still could be.
And still is one
of
the best teams.
You know, still one of the best teams.
Lowndes was not as bad as they thought they were. East Coweta maybe not as good. The key to being successful, Sam, is consistency. Doing it every week. And when you see people doing it every week, like we see from Mill Creek right now, you kind of take that for granted, but you shouldn't. It's very hard. It's very difficult to be good every week. And Lowndes, credit to Coach Grage and his staff coming back, bouncing back from a win, getting a great win. Credit to Lambert beating a very good East Coweta team. Lambert 5-0.
Or could it be this when you talk about Lowndes? Last week they were at East Coweta. This week they're at their place.
Like basketball. Home field advantage.
Colquitt County was playing Cedar Grove tonight at their place. Valdosta was playing McEachern tonight at their place. It's something about that South Georgia now. It's tough.
You saying the referees?
No. Well, I didn't say the referees. I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't say that.
He wasn't saying that.
Did I say that?
He wasn't saying that.
I would not say that. But I'm just saying, going down to South Georgia.
There is some pride.
Yes.
In playing the North Georgia team in South Georgia. There really is some pride in that. It's probably worth a touchdown or so of pride. And so, yeah, I think that the notion that the South Georgia teams couldn't beat these teams have definitely got debunked tonight. You got Colquitt County 39-17 over Cedar Grove, Lowndes 24-14 over Grayson, and Valdosta 24-14 over McEachern.
Mm-hmm.
All six really good teams.
Right.
But the three South Georgia teams won, the three North Georgia teams lost, and all three games were in South Georgia.
Yeah. That's you know, just something you want to point out tonight on Friday nights around the state of Georgia. Let's check in with Eric Slaughter. He's got an update for us.
This is a live sideline report.
Sports Radio 92.90 Games Friday Night High School Scoreboard Show. Eric Slaughter here, and I'm here with victorious head coach of the Lithia Springs Lions, head coach Corey Jarvis, as his Lions held home field tonight and got an impressive region win over the Maynard Jackson Jaguars by the final score of 48-26. Coach Jarvis, after having two games where your offense kind of sputtered a little bit, you explode tonight for 48 points. Talk about how good your offensive side of the ball played tonight, putting up seven touchdowns.
Well, you know, I think Coach Hood kind of set the challenge to these guys this week. You know, I think we've been stuck on 14. I think that's what the key words were. We've been stuck on 14. When we gonna get off 14? And I think they faced a challenge tonight. They played hard. You know, we made some plays when we had the opportunity to make plays. And, you know, like I always said that our offense right now is a little ahead of our defense because we had lost so many kids on defense. But offensively, you know, we show what kind of offense we can be tonight.
Now, we're joined here by two of your offensive stars. Before we get to them, talk about the fact that you've got a quarterback that's been a three-year starter now. How good of it as a head coach knowing that you've got a young man who's a senior who could come out here and lead your team?
I've never had it, you know, as a head coach. I don't know how many years I've been a head coach, but I don't think I've ever had a three-year starter. I know I had a two-year starter at ML King back in the day with Jared Dorsey. But to have a three-year starter has been real, real huge for us because, you know, I tell coaches all the time, like, you know, coach, they kind of get on me about it, but they say I give him too much credit. I'm like, he's like having another coach on the field. And, you know, because he knows offense and he's a good leader. And, you know, he set the precedent by being, you know, team captain for 2 years in a row. And, you know, it's well-deserved because he works hard. You know, he's a great kid. And, you know, everything that he gets, I feel like he deserves.
Well, let's bring in your starting quarterback and one of his star receivers here. So I'm here with senior quarterback Jaquie Hart. His third year has been starting since a sophomore. Has led his team to the playoffs two times. Jaquie, you get your first region win tonight. You got a big game next week against Villarica. But what was going on tonight? I know your offensive line gave you great protection. Yes, what was the key to tonight?
The key for tonight was just making plays when it presented itself, doing what we're supposed to do on the offensive end, not trying to do anything out of the ordinary, just take what the defense gives us, and just everything was going to take care of itself. That was the key emphasis for tonight.
Talk about how good of a pleasure it is to have a young man like Aiden Smith that you can throw that ball to, and he goes up and gets it and gets it into the end zone.
It's good, great pleasure. Great pleasure to have Aiden on my side of the ball. I can always look to him to make a big play. You know, we've been working at this since our freshman year. You know, when we were just freshmen working on the things we do now, and it's finally coming into fruition and paying off for us in the games.
So this is Jaquie Hart accounting for six TDs on the night, two on the ground and four through the air. And two of those touchdowns through the air went to wide receiver Aiden Smith. Aiden, you are also a senior on this team. Talk about being a leader and having to show these young guys how to do it week in and week out.
It's important to be a leader. You know, you do everything in the classroom, out on the field. It shows the freshman going to do it. You know, freshman going to do it. Be a leader, you know, talk, be accountable, you know, it's going to pay off. Freshman going to come back.
Now, I heard your coach talking to you that you got a big challenge next week in Villarica. What's going to be the message to your teammates as you get ready for practice?
Be physical, be fast, and just have fun, like what Coach Jarvis be saying to us. You know, don't make any mistakes. Don't make the little mistakes, as he would say, and just play.
Well, you heard it from the Lions after their big victory over Maynard Jackson. For head coach Corey Jarvis, for quarterback Jaquie Hart and wide receiver Aiden Smith, this is Eric Slaughter, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, thanks so much, Eric, for that update and wrap-up, and Coach Jarvis getting a big win tonight.
Yeah, congrats to Lithia Springs. Nice to hear the guys, too.
Yeah.
And the excitement in their voice. But you know what stood out to me, Sam, was the expectation of winning that they've not had at Lithia Springs, you know, going back years.
Right.
And they're expecting to win tonight. They expect to be ready to go next week. You can hear it in their voice. They're excited they won, but they expected to win.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about.
Absolutely, absolutely. Having that anticipation and expectation is a big deal at Lithia Springs. All right, we talked about Carrollton. Let's check in with Day-Day Lewis. He's got a wrap-up for us here.
This is a live sideline report.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Chris Parker. I'm Day-Day Lewis, live here at Carrollton High School, where we've gone final, and it's the Carrollton Trojans picking up a nice homecoming win, 56-28 over the Hillgrove Hawks. I'm here with head coach Joey King. Coach, you got to be impressed with how you guys jumped out real quick, real early, and it really just, no matter how much fight Hillgrove had, it just didn't allow them to get back in this one.
Y'all guys, they did a great job. They started real fast. Wasn't real happy with how we finished. You know, we want to finish as fast as we start. But to come away with a win, homecoming week was a great week. This is a special community, great place to be a part of. But I am super proud of our guys. Any win is a good win to me, especially on homecoming.
All right, we talked earlier in the week, and you said, you know, you want perfection. And, of course, obviously, what jumps out to you tonight that you guys want to jump right back in the film room and start working on?
Yeah, we still got some little penalties to clean up that hurt us. We got behind the sticks a couple of times on offense, and then just some missed tackles on some quick stuff. You know, I thought our back end did a good job of keeping them in front, but then we missed a couple of tackles. We need this open week. We played 7 weeks in a row, you know, so we finally got an open week to heal up a little bit. We got some guys that are banged up, and then give us an opportunity to really evaluate ourselves.
All right, one more before I let you go. Coach, let's talk about your freshman quarterback there, Julian Lewis. I watched him, and I told the guys earlier, I was very impressed with his poise in the pocket. That's got to make you feel good to know that he's so young and you've got a lot more time with him and he's already got that type of maturity despite a few mistakes tonight.
That's right. Yeah, there was a couple of mistakes. You know, yeah, those things stick out as a coach. That's what's going to stick out to you. But, I mean, there were several plays that he extended with his feet. He kept his eyes downfield and made some big-time plays for a freshman. We're definitely excited about him and the quarterback and player that he's becoming.
Awesome. Well, congratulations once again, Coach. Guys, that final 56-28. Carrollton picks up the win, improving to 6-0 on the season. Thanks for your time, Coach.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate you being here.
Yes, sir. For the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Chris Parker, I'm Day-Day Lewis. Back to you guys on 92.9 The Game.
All right, thanks a lot, Day-Day. As Carrollton wraps things up, another impressive performance for a team that's been impressive all season long.
Yeah, they had a great win. Coach said they needed a break, needed a bye week. They got one coming up. Guess that parade worked out. You know, you ever know, Sam, you know, like in a movie, the guy that you really like, but he just always gets everything. That's how I feel about Coach King, man. He had Trevor Lawrence. Now he's got this guy, man. I love him, and I'm jealous at the same time. What a great opportunity for him. You know, really, he's done a great job.
Yes.
And he's got two of the real special. He had obviously one of the best players ever come through here. Looks like he might have another one.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. And, man, they are on a roll. And like you said, they're a team nobody wants to meet later on in the schedule. Still got their region to go. But yet another impressive win for the Carrollton team. All right, coming up next, we're going to get into our coach of the night, Coach Rico Zachary and Westlake with a big win. They get a win over Collins Hill. We're going to try to track him down and spend some time with him. You want to hear that and more scores and more final scores and more updates when you continue with us here on this Friday night. You're listening to the High School Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's High School Scoreboard Show, head coach of the night.
Sam Crenshaw and Chris Parker, 9 floors up in our Midtown Atlanta studios. And, well, we had a lot of games we watched tonight, a lot of impressive performances. But one kind of jumped off the page with us tonight, and it's a Westlake team that had some disappointing losses. They seem to have things rolling in the right direction, and they got a win over Collins Hill, a defending state champion. And joining us now to talk about is Coach Rico Zachary. Coach, congratulations. Welcome to the Scoreboard Show with Sam and Chris.
Hey, thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys for having me.
Coach, congrats on the win. Big win tonight. What was the key to the game?
I think there was a couple of things, but I think the main thing is we just, you know, no matter what kind of adversity got through at us, you know you're going to get some on the road. You know, we just kept fighting through it, you know, and we did that for 4 quarters. And, you know, I thought that was the most impressive thing because, you know, there were times in that game it could have turned, but we just kept fighting.
Thoughts about this particular game? And, I mean, I know before the season starts, you looked at your schedule and says, man, we got a couple of defending state champions on our schedule. There's nothing like having the teams who have accomplished the thing that you want to accomplish. And you had a chance to take on one and beat one tonight. Was that something you guys had really looked at before the season started?
you know, I think when you look at our non-region schedule, there's a couple of things, you know, there's a couple of ways you can take it. You know, you can take it like, man, this is a tough schedule. Or you could take it and say, you know, hey, look, this schedule right here can prepare us for, you know, later on in the season, these games, if we can stay healthy, you know, being in those situations and playing in those types of environments can help you later on in the season. And, you know, that's kind of the way we looked at it, you know, and just try to take it one game at a time. But Collins Hill got a good football program. He's a good coach. Coach Gregory, I've known him a long time, you know. So that was a impressive win for us to just, you know, go on the road and be in that environment and win.
Yeah, it was a very impressive win. I thought you guys played North Cobb great in the first game, and you came up a little short, but I thought you played great. You played Cedar Grove tough. You played Southwest DeKalb, Newton, Crisp County, now Collins Hill, and you got Pebblebrook, Carrollton, East Coweta coming up. So tough schedule, Coach. It's your first year at Westlake. What's it been like so far coming in the first year? Not your first year to high school coaching, but your first year at Westlake. How's it going?
It's been great, man. It's been fun, you know. It's been challenging. Been everything that you could think of, you know, in being a head coach. But, you know, these kids, the one thing that's been steady is the way that they work. You know, we in January, you know, I told them, you know, we're going to change the way we work. We're going to build a culture that's built off, you know, toughness and discipline and hard work. And, you know, they've embraced it. So, you know, the way that we practice every day and the way that we go about our in-season lifting, I mean, we still work out every day, like, hard, you know, and this is stuff that their bodies are having to get used to, but, man, they've done a great job. They really embrace it, you know, and I know in the long run it'll pay off for us.
Spent some time talking with Coach Rico Zachary, Westlake High School. They got a win tonight, 23-20 over Collins Hill. You guys back? You still on the bus? Where are you, Coach?
We are in the middle of downtown Atlanta right now, so, like, I think we're somewhere probably close to you guys. We're on the way back.
Has the celebration quailed a little bit, Coach? You still got the lights on celebrating, or everybody a little tired on that first bus?
Everybody's a little tired right now. You know, they really enjoyed it in the locker room, though. I will say that.
I told Sam that. That first bus, it gets a little wild at the beginning. It quails down pretty quick. Now, that second and third, or if you got another bus behind you or something, like, they're probably still going harder than that bus. But your guys are tired.
Yeah, I think that bus behind us, they're probably all asleep. We had the flu going through our offensive line, and our offensive line coach got it as well. So they all back there probably just, you know, wore out because they, you know, we had a bunch of guys just sick out there trying to play, you know, and they got over it. They tested. They've been out a couple of days, you know, and they all came back, but they just didn't have the energy like they normally do. But, right, man, they fought. They just played through it, you know.
Coach, thoughts about how this preseason schedule and all of this, you know, your pre-region schedule is to get you ready for a region. I think tonight Pebblebrook won tonight, Carrollton won tonight. East Coweta lost tonight, but last week they beat Lowndes. What does this tell you about what you have coming up once you get into your region play here?
I mean, you know, the 7A is tough either way. I mean, there's no way around it, so there's no region that's not going to be competitive. These games are hard to win no matter who you're playing. And, you know, I got a lot of respect for John Small. I'm from Coweta County. So, you know, I'm always hearing about, you know, the things that he's done at East Coweta. And me and Joey King, we've been tight for a long time. So, you know, I know these guys, man. And I know they're going to run good football programs. Pebblebrook's got a good team, too. And Campbell's doing a good job. So, you know, we just got to take it one game at a time, you know, and try to go and give it our best every single game.
Let me tell you, somebody else got a good team, Sam. Westlake. Yep. They got a good coach, too. I was on you early, Coach, wasn't I, Sam?
Yep, you're talking about
before the season. Yeah. I said, this is a guy right here, and you're doing a good job, Coach. You know, I think a lot of you. Let me ask you. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I appreciate it.
Yeah, man, I mean it, too. Talk for anybody that doesn't really know you, Coach Zachary came from Kennesaw State. He's an assistant coach. Been a high school coach before, but he'd been at the college level for several years and now back at the high school level. What have you seen maybe that's different about the high school level from the view you have now from maybe, you know, several years ago when you were in high school before?
You know, I probably say the same thing some of these college defensive coaches are saying. The offenses are different, man, and they put so much pressure on you now, you know.
Yeah.
You got to be able to adjust. You got to have answers, man, because these offenses are getting somewhere. You know, same as college, you know, so that's probably been the biggest difference. But I also, you know, learned a lot about being, you know, playing against those kinds of offenses when I was in college. It's like a clinic, like a coaching clinic every day in college, you know.
Yep.
So I learned a lot, you know, coming back, and, you know, how to defend some of these schemes that people are running.
You land at a place where there's always a lot of expectation because of the players and the teams that have been there in the past. I mean, you can leave that. That's where it is. But they're also, when Westlake gets off the bus, you know you're going to get the best that that other team has because of what's going on down there down through the years.
Yeah, I mean, they got a strong team. And they've always had, you know, good players, like you said. You know, he's just trying to figure out a way to create a culture, you know, and, you know, let that be consistent so that, you know, we competitive year in and year out at a high level, you know, and that's, you know, that's what we're trying to do. So we go to work every day, you know, regardless of the talent. I'm just trying to maximize what we got.
I'd say one of the ways to start that culture is beating the defending 7A state champs on the road, Sam. Yeah. I'd say that's a good place to start.
No doubt about it.
Congratulations, my friend.
When that 92.9, you know, I listen to this all the time. I had no idea that I was calling into this show.
Yeah. But,
you know, that's pretty good. That's pretty cool. So I appreciate
why wouldn't we have you on this show? Why wouldn't we have you on the show?
Yeah. Coach, you're welcome anytime.
I know Coach Parker. We talked a bunch, but I didn't understand what I was getting myself into right
now. Coach, you guys did a great job, man. I congratulate you on a great start. Tough non-region schedule, but you're 4-2 through it. And I look forward to following you guys the rest of the year, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Coach. That is Coach Rico Zachary. In his first season out at Westlake, they get a big win over defending state champion Collins Hill tonight. And that was obviously big for him. Somebody he wasn't expecting to be on this show. What do you mean?
Coach Zachary is such a good guy. He's just being humble, Sam. He's just a great guy. Just doing a good job. I'm really excited to see his team win tonight and have a good start to the season. And just a lot of good guys out there, not just him.
Right.
But I really, really pull for him and excited to see what he can do. And that's why he was humble. I didn't even ask him about the fish sandwich.
You did. You know what? He
ain't got no fish sandwich. He's busy coaching. He ain't got time for that.
He can't go get the
That's
fish sandwich.
That's why I'm sitting here with you, because I'm sitting here worried about the fish sandwich too much. You ask Coach Niblett if he's been to the lake. You can't ask him about the fish. You know, Coach Niblett's been coaching. I would have been at the lake. That's why I'm here with you.
Some of the stuff we've had some fun with tonight. And talk with the coaches. Yeah, the coaches are busy. They're working, and they're in great programs, and they want to see what they do to cultivate the players they have and get to the most and be a contender for state championship. Let's run down some other scores we have here because we're getting ready to go into our power rankings here in the next segment.
The Crystal restaurant.
Right.
Yeah, like, you know, some girl named Crystal.
No, I mean, Crystal.
Crystal the restaurant.
Okay. Yeah. Crystal the restaurant. Power rankings. That's coming up shortly. Peach County was the winner. They finished that game with Hardaway. Don't have a final score for that one. Jefferson over Clark Central tonight, 17.
Coach Perno.
Yep, Coach Perno got the win there.
How about Brookwood bouncing back? 41-24 over South Forsyth. South Forsyth was up early in that game. We talked about Brookwood coming back from Nevada
last week.
Maybe
had a little jet lag.
They come in with the win. Congratulations to Brookwood. I was at home. Big win for Brookwood. North Gwinnett 42-0 over Burkmar. And Northside Warner Robins 29-10 winners over Crisp County. Crisp County's good. That's a good win for Northside. And now 4-2.
Yep. They got a big win there tonight as we keep announcing things. Let's see Pierce. We talked about Pierce early. Brantley County. Pierce wins that one 49-7. We watch for that team. They're having a strong season. Callaway gets the win 44-12. Over Redan, Columbia 47-0 winners over McNair. Games between a couple of DeKalb County schools with the final scores there.
How about Monday's Meal? 4-1 on the year now after a win over Forest Park, 32-14. Monday's Meal, 4-1. In a battle of Effingham County, way down there. Effingham County. We got Effingham County High School, 29, South Effingham, 3. That's a win for our man John Ford. A native Atlantan up this way. Coach Ford's team getting the win 29-3. And congratulations, moved to 3-2 on the year. Roswell moves to 4-1 on the year, beating Johns Creek 56-13.
Big one. We talked about Raven County. They're still undefeated. They beat Whitfield Academy 28-14.
That's a good win.
Really good win.
That's a good win for them. Whitfield County's good. And I tell you one I kept an eye on all night, Sam, North Forsyth and Shiloh. I really like both these teams.
Yep.
We're usually well-coached, play tough schedules, end up with not a great record, but really well-coached, it feels like. Both North Forsyth with the win tonight, 42-34 over Shiloh. So congratulations, Coach Kraft, North Forsyth, their team, their community. Big win tonight. That's one of those wins that'll shape the region a little bit.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, that's a region game for them. Stevenson over Tucker, 28-3. You think that was a good one?
Yeah.
That's a rivalry.
Yeah, it's a good one.
And Burke County comes back to win over Statesboro, 35-32.
Statesboro had the lead in that game.
Yep.
But Burke County comes back and they get the win. Up around the Rome area, you got a few scores. Coosa over Armerchie, 27-17. Pepperell beats Chattooga, 21-7. Darlington still undefeated. They get Dade County, 33-7, final score. Jeff Hood, who was on with us last week, you know, said he was going to go down and check out Social Circle. He was there tonight. He texted me this: Social Circle Redskins rolled tonight to a 39-7 win over visiting Lamar County Trojans. Social Circle is now 4-1. They managed to contain UGA-bound running back linebacker C.J. Allen. The Redskins were led by quarterback Logan Cross, tossed three touchdown passes. So 4-1 now, the Redskins of Social Circle.
That's an outstanding win for Social Circle.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen this young man from Lamar County, C.J. Allen, he is an impressive-looking young man. So the fact that they were able to hold him to it, I guess the most he could have scored was one touchdown. All they had was seven. I'm impressed with that. In a game from yesteryear, Walnut Grove beat East Forsyth 7-6. You don't see many 7-6s.
No,
out
you
there.
Don't.
Walnut Grove, 4-1 on the year, hands East Forsyth their first loss, 7-6.
Man, first loss of the season.
First loss of the season, yeah. How about Gilmer? Comes through with the win. We talked about him earlier. Coach Paul Standard and Gilmer Bobcats, 35-20 winners over Wesleyan.
We got Cedar Shoals, winner over East Hall. Cedar Shoals, 49. East Hall, 21. Final in that one, East Jackson over Johnson Gainesville, 45-0. Final in that one. Got Trinity Christian, 53. North Clayton, 12. Final in that one.
North Murray got the win over Harrelson County. That's a big region game. Two teams that have been really good the last couple years in that area. North Murray wins tonight 40-29 over Harrelson County.
Yep. We talk about Westlake and we talk about last year. We talked about that Southwood and Triangle, yep. How you didn't want to end up down in that way with Westlake and Langston Hughes.
I think you still don't.
You know, we saw Langston Hughes get a win tonight at Douglas County, and you see Creekside beating Chapel Hill 39-0. You know, Creekside had a couple of bumps early in the season. Don't sleep on those guys, man.
I don't think you want to play any of them three teams from South Fulton, to be honest. I mean, there's a few teams that might want to, but not many.
No. They're strong. Big time. Those are some of the scores from some of the games from the area. We're going to come back. We'll check more scores and go through the power rankings. Brought to you by Crystal on this Friday night. And the Scoreboard Show, your high school scoreboard show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Into our final segment on this Friday night. So glad you've been with us for the High School Scoreboard Show. Here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam Crenshaw, Chris Parker, Garrett Chapman on the other side of the glass here for the final segment. And we appreciate the work of our reporters who've been out covering games tonight around the metro Atlanta area. And our guests who join us. It's been time well spent. I think it's been great. Hope you've been with us throughout the show. Now comes the part where we talk about these power rankings. And the power rankings by the way, are brought to you by Crystal. A listen to your craving.
I mean, you know, it's 11:40 in the evening.
Yeah.
Crystal.
What's open?
Sponsor in a section.
How about
that? I mean, yep. Is there a better match than that?
I know it. sounds good to me.
Yeah, I mean, I just know whenever we were on the road, you know, I would have, you know, found a way to stop by the Crystal.
Yeah.
We were like Coach Zachary riding back after a big win. Yeah. But Let's look at this 7A, Sam. I'll paint a picture for you.
Uh-oh, here's the picture.
We've got the power. We got the pick six, power rankings, top six teams that I think mostly Day-Day is picked these. We give him all the credit or blame. But we got he's got Buford number one, Grayson number two, Colquitt County number three, Mill Creek number four, Carrollton number five, and Parkview number six. Well, that's got to change since Grayson lost.
Grayson lost.
And I got a problem with this.
Parkview lost.
But why is Mill Creek not number two? And they probably should have been number two before this week. But Mill Creek has got to be right there knocking on the door at the top. I get Buford number one, and nobody's shown that they can beat them. But
right.
Buford, Mill Creek, Colquitt County, way up there. And we probably hadn't seen enough of Carrollton yet at that level. They haven't played one of those teams yet.
Right.
Carrollton is very good. But Carrollton definitely should be there. They're probably four. And then maybe Parkview or Grayson stays in there at six. The other one comes out. And maybe Valdosta?
Valdosta could be good. Mm-hmm. I think they stated their case pretty well tonight.
Valdosta, how about that? Nice story.
Yeah, they went over McEachern tonight.
You know, we're not eligible for the playoffs last year.
Right.
In 6A, move up to 7A, 6-0.
And here they are.
6-0.
Yep.
You think they're going to sell some tickets when they play Lowndes?
Just a few. But they always do. But
they're going to sell them anyway.
But now? But
maybe a couple more than normal.
Yeah.
Especially on that Valdosta side.
Oh, yeah.
They think they got a chance this year.
Yeah.
But Lowndes just beat Grayson to remind them that, you know, they still Lowndes.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good one now.
It's going to be a really good ball game. It always is a big game and a big time. But this year, considering the way both teams are playing.
And a region game.
Yep, a region game again. So that's going to be a big showdown when those two teams get together. In Class 6A, we've been watching Langston Hughes tonight. Does anything change at all?
No. In Class 5A. No, I'm just kidding. Langston Hughes seems to be the top of that. Now, Lee County's going to have something to say about that. You got Roswell, Gainesville, Rome, and Woodward Academy after that. I can't argue with those right now.
You got Thomas County Central right just outside of that, and you talked about tonight how much you like what's going on with them.
I really like Thomas County Central. They'll be 5-0. I like Houston County, who's 5-0. I don't know that either of those right now has shown they can get in that group with the teams I named, but there's a big gap between Langston Hughes and the rest right now. Lee County, I think, will be in that conversation, and then after that you're seeing some teams that are really good, but maybe not going to be able to knock off Langston Hughes.
To be at that level. All right, and the 5A classification, and up at the top of that we got Cartersville, and then we got Ware County.
Ware County came back tonight. They were down to Bainbridge.
Okay.
They come back, have a great second half, and beat Bainbridge, remain undefeated. Kale was down,
right.
Came back, win, remain undefeated. I think Creekside's 3-2. We've got them at 4. So we've got in Class 5A, we got Cartersville, Ware County, Kale, Creekside, Dutchtown, and Coffee.
Yep.
Now, to my understanding, none of those teams lost tonight.
No.
But
Dutchtown's
the order
tonight.
Could be a little different, you know, in my opinion.
You change the order around.
Well, I just think, you know, you're looking at records in Creekside. Creekside's better than some of these teams. They played a really brutal schedule. And then, you know, at some point, you're going to have to look at Loganville if they're 6-0. I mean,
they're right there.
Records either matter or they don't.
Yeah.
They can't matter for one team and not the other one. So there we go. But Kale may be a little high right now based on what we saw today, but they get the chance to prove it and keep playing. You know, there's going to be some, that 5A is going to be a tough classification. A lot of good teams in that class. Calhoun's not in the list. Loganville's not in the list. You know, you're looking at several teams that'll be in there.
All right. Move on now to Class 4A, and we got Cedartown strong again tonight.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. Cedartown, phenomenal. North Oconee, big win. Troop, big win, number three. Stars Mill, who lost to Troop, out. Next, number five, Perry, I think they're off, really good. Six, Burke County. Burke County's done nothing but beat everybody in front of them, including Oconee County. You know, so you're looking at, I mean, Cedartown really has been really good. But North Oconee, Cedartown, Troop, Burke County, I don't know that any of them have done anything to show they shouldn't be number one.
Wow.
But somebody's got to be number one, but those four teams there. And then you got to figure Stars Mill gets out of that group with the loss tonight, and I'm going to add Benedictine.
Okay.
Now they're 3-2, but they've lost to some tough teams now. They played the state champs in Florida, Christopher Columbus. They played some tough teams. And Benedictine beat the bowl school today. Pretty solid. So you're looking at Benedictine, Burke County, Troop, North Oconee, and Cedartown. I could see all those teams playing each other in some combination of that will make up the semifinals, and they'll be playing each other for the state championship.
All right. That's what we say now as we are here in week six.
Yeah, I can say that because I'm not coaching. If I was coaching, I'd be like, what does that guy know? You know, 10 more weeks before we get to that. But now that I'm not, I can say that.
You can say that. You can say that without a doubt. Cedar Grove retained that number one spot in Class 3A after the loss last week. At Mill Creek, do you still keep them there after the Colquitt loss?
Because it's a classification thing. Who in 3A is better than them? You know, I mean, I get that losses matter, but, yeah, losing to Colquitt and Mill Creek is not anything to be ashamed of when you're in 3A. So I think Cedar Grove has to stay number one. Carver Atlanta, we got them at two. Crisp County lost tonight. Even though it was to Northside, a bigger school, you still probably got to bump them out. And then got Calvary Day, Sandy Creek, and Daugherty. And who's slipping back in? Maybe Oconee County slips back in. I'll tell you a team to keep an eye on, though. Stevens County.
Yeah.
They are really good.
They're really having a really good season.
Yes.
And so we'll watch out and see if that's a team that may slide and make it into the 3A pick six for this coming week. All right, 2A, you got Fitzgerald, you got Pierce, you got South Atlanta.
I like all of them. I don't, you know, this is one where I don't have much to say. I feel like they got Fitzgerald, Pierce County, South Atlanta, Appling, and North Cobb Christian, Columbia. I can't make an argument against any of those teams being in there right now.
Okay, you got that one. In Class A, Division One, and you're starting with Prince Avenue. We know how strong this program is. You got Swainsboro, and you got Raven County.
Yeah, they're all really good. And you got Brooks County, Irwin, and Bleckley all were good and won. Listen, I think this Class A Division One, did I say that right?
Right.
Class A Division One, maybe outside of 7A, maybe the deepest pool of teams that have a real chance of winning the championship. I mean, it's a lot of good. Let me tell you who's not in the pick six. Whitfield Academy, who I know lost tonight, but really good.
Yeah.
Darlington, undefeated. Elbert County, undefeated. There's more. There's a lot of good teams. Like Brooks and Irwin, you know, have always competed for the state. They're in that classification. Bleckley and Swainsboro are on that level. Prince Avenue, we know them.
Right, absolutely.
And you've had years, a couple years ago, for example, Prince Avenue was a state champion contender in single-A private. Brooks and Irwin were the dominant teams in single-A public. Raven County was a dominant team in double-A. Bleckley County was 10-0 in double-A. All of them are now in one classification. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Some of them came up, some came down, and it formed this. There's 10 or 12 really championship-caliber teams in that Class A Division One. So Day-Day's got his hands full picking them.
Yep. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. Also, Class A Division Two, and you got some teams that have done well. You got Early County. You got Bowdoin, Clinch, Johnson County, Washington, Wilkes, Aquinas, as the top six.
Yeah,
I like
McIntosh County Academy. I like them to keep bumping up here, and maybe Charlton County too. Those are teams outside of the pick six. I look to come in, but what I just mentioned, that single A Division One being real jumbled up with really good teams. What it did was allow single-A Division II to be the actual really small schools. And so the small school, Sam, has a real chance to win the state championship, which I don't think they've had in 10 years or so.
Okay.
You know, the small school, maybe from you remember, then Lincolnton and, you know, Johnson County with Herschel Walker, like those teams, that they weren't really able to compete when it was single-A with private and public together. And then when it was single-A, private, and public split, the public schools, to make the classification number, the number went up to be single-A. So Dublin and Irwin County and Brooks County and all them become single-A.
Yep.
And these smaller single-A schools like Johnson County, Clinch County, Bowdoin, Early County, you know, Charlton County, they just aren't quite able to compete at that level. Well, now they made that cutoff a little lower because all them they got away with the private thing. It's really helped out this group that some of these teams are ranked for the first time in a long time. They've got right. a chance to win or go deeper in the playoffs for the first time in a long time. So I'm really happy for them. I don't know that we know enough about them. And until they get into region play, it's going to be very difficult to see who's better than who at that level because it's all about who they played.
Right.
You know, if they're playing bigger schools, they're going to have a bad record. Kind of like what we see from the Sun Belt schools and the MAC schools and some of them in college football, where the record might not be great, but they still got a pretty good football team just on who they played.
Right.
So you don't really know what you got in single A, Division II yet, but I'm really excited when I hear some of these names that I hadn't heard in a long time. Don't you get excited to hear Clinch County, Charlton County? Like, these are teams you didn't hear much about the last few years. We used to hear about them all the time.
Shealy County, and they got another win tonight.
They started out number one in that class.
Yeah.
They got a lot of people back. But they Telford County. Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of teams now. Aquinas, a private school. So you're mixing in the really small private. I mean, the really small private schools with the little small county schools, you know, and it creating this whole new dynamic of who's competing with whom. Because it's the first year of this new classification. Last year we talked a lot about reclassification, and here it's playing out with who's playing who.
And when you got the lower classification, you got smaller number, you got a fewer number of students, you got fewer boys in your school, your roster's probably not as big, you got everybody's, I won't say everybody's going both ways, but.
No, everybody's going both ways. Everybody's going both ways, yeah. At that level. It's a different type of football, how you have to practice, how you, you know, if you only got 25 guys on team, how you practice, Sam? Can't practice like we practice with 100 guys on the team.
No.
You know, there's a different schedule you use, a different way you do things. So it matters. They have classifications for a reason. That's why I constantly won't talk about Cedar Grove going to play Colquitt County, wherever. They have classifications for a reason. That AAA school competing with that is really phenomenal.
And they've been doing that quite well. That's what we've been watching each and every week with them, and expect that to continue going forward, I think, with this Cedar Grove team. As we head into region play coming up next week and continuing the region play for many of the schools, going to be some more great games coming up. And my goodness, what a great night we had enjoyed here tonight. So glad you've been with us, High School Scoreboard Show. I'm looking ahead to next week and some of the matchups we look for. Oh, you got Collins Hill and Buford next week. Collins Hill and Buford.
Collins Hill schedule rivaling Marietta's.
My goodness, that's the game we got coming next week. You're talking about Lee County and Houston. A game we're watching for next week. I mean, these are going to be.
And that's a region game.
A region game. We got Grayson and Newton. That's going to be, that could be a track meet. My goodness, there's going to be speed all over the field in that game. So, those are some of the games that are coming up for next week. We'll be watching for those. We hope that you will be with us. Thanks to our reporters for tonight. Day-Day Lewis, Eric Slaughter was out there tonight. And Dylan Matthews was out there. On the other side of the glass, getting things done for us, Garrett Chapman, and Sam Crenshaw, and Chris Barker. Thank you for joining us, and see you here next Friday night on the Scoreboard Show, your high school scoreboard show, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Sports Radio 92.9.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.